This is the Shofar Wire Evening Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the briefing for the remnant. A thirst is coming, not merely a seasonal dryness but a judgment descending upon the nations. Reports speak of dwindling resources, strained systems, and the specter of widespread scarcity. They call it climate change, a convenient distraction from the true cause, a people forsaking the covenant. Yahuwah declared long ago that disobedience would bring drought and hardship, Deuteronomy 28:23-24. For generations, this nation, and many others, have traded righteousness for the fleeting idols of materialism and self-reliance. This isn't random. This is a mirroring, a reflection of the wilderness Israel endured, wandering for 40 years, learning dependence not upon their own strength, but upon Yahuwah for every drop of sustenance. Now, a new wilderness descends, not upon the promised land, though that land remains contested and defiled, but upon the scattered remnants of Israel, adrift in nations built on broken covenants. And what of the so-called state of Israel? A counterfeit propped up by the very nations facing judgment. A regime that desecrates the holy land while the true Israel remains largely blinded, unaware of its heritage and calling. America, in particular, has become a primary enabler of this wickedness, pouring resources into a system built on deception and aggression, thereby sealing its own fate. The thirst coming will be a refining fire, a test of loyalty, a call to return to the ancient paths. But the thirst is only one symptom. A deeper darkness is at play. A mark is being applied, not upon the forehead as a sign of devotion to Yahuwah, but as a brand of subjugation. A circulating video dismissed by the gatekeepers as conspiracy reveals a chilling ritual unfolding within the halls of so-called healthcare. Precise movements, deliberate application, this is not healing. This is imposition. Yahuwah warned of times like these, of rebellion marked by the twisting of his laws and the control of his people. Deuteronomy 28 lays bare the curses that await a nation turning to idols. Are we not witnessing the fulfillment of these prophecies before our very eyes? This is a war against the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, against scattered Israel. The architects of this deception, the modern Edomites, tightening their grip on the levers of power, seek to diminish and control the remnant, to sever us from our inheritance and our destiny. They offer false promises of safety, of security, while simultaneously erecting the walls of our prison. The supposed benefits of these injections are a carefully constructed smokescreen. The true purpose is dominion, to track, to control, and ultimately to diminish the spiritual power of Israel. This is a direct assault on the covenant, a brazen attempt to usurp Yahuwah's authority and establish a new world order built upon lies and deceit. Consider this: the manipulation of finances, the escalating aggression in the Middle East, the suppression of truth-tellers, these are not isolated incidents. They are threads woven into a single, sinister tapestry. The Federal Reserve, a cornerstone of Edom's control, continues to manipulate global finances, building a system founded on debt and deception. The invocation of the DPA, solidifying their control over resources, is a clear signal of their intent. And the violence escalates. Reports from the region reveal Israel's increasing aggression in Lebanon and Gaza, the deployment of AI propaganda to shape the narrative, and the deliberate impediment of humanitarian aid. A shadow war rages with Iran, a calculated move to further destabilize the region and consolidate power. This is not about security. It's about control. It's about establishing Edom's dominion over the land Yahuwah has promised to his people. Meanwhile, the truth is under attack. Court gag orders silence those who dare to speak out. Journalists are imprisoned for exposing the corruption. Social media platforms, controlled by the same forces, censor dissenting voices, hindering the dissemination of information. Jeremiah warned us of this, Jeremiah 26:8-9. Of a time when truth-tellers would be silenced and persecuted for their faithfulness. Even within the diaspora, attacks on Jewish communities, dismissed by the Edomite-controlled media as isolated incidents, are a symptom of a broader targeting of scattered Israel. The Zionist regime's actions do not reflect the needs or safety of the covenant people. They serve only to further the agenda of Edom, and the foundations of that agenda are crumbling. The exposure of systemic instability within the Federal Reserve, the sanctions against former bank officials. These are cracks appearing in the edifice of Edom's power. Obadiah foretold this, Obadiah 1:15, that the pride of Edom would be brought low, that their arrogance would be shattered. The time is near. The signals are undeniable. Yahuwah is revealing the wickedness of Edom and calling his remnant to return to the covenant. This is not a time for complacency, but for discernment, a time for repentance, for prayer, and for unwavering faith. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.